Welcome and happy new year. This is a long time since we've done a podcast, but it's probably because I was sick more than it being new year in the festive season. However, over the festive season, there isn't a great deal of news from Disneyland Paris. However, that has broken already and we are into the new year, and 2019 has started thick and fast with news. So we're going to cover some of it off, and we're going to talk about some of the things that have happened. You may have seen on Twitter, you may have seen on Facebook, things that are being announced and where we're going in 2019. Following this podcast, in a couple of days, we're going to do a little review of February, and then we're going to do a little review of March's hours for 2019 as well, because it went down very well that we'd done one for January. So the first piece of news is Disneyland Paris announced a new brand campaign, which was the little duck. Now, if you've not seen it, I'm not going to spoil it, but there is a little duck and he is a playful little duck, shall we say, and it's not Donald Duck. But he is featured. That is all I'm going to tell you. It is a fantastic brand campaign. It's probably one of the best adverts for Disneyland Paris that I've ever seen. And I certainly think you should watch it. We're going to link to it in the show notes below. And secondly, we're going to kind of feature it on our blog this week, because it is a pretty cool campaign. They tried to do a sort of viral thing before it, but it kind of failed because they put up a poster for a missing duck on their Twitter. And I don't think anybody in the Disneyland Paris community actually knew what was happening. Following that, we got the first visual for the Lion King and Jungle Festival, which is happening in 2019, and that is from the 30th of June to the 22nd of September, if I remember correctly, and it's going to be featuring, obviously, all your jungle favourites. The one thing we should say from it is that the entire visual, from what I can see Pumbaa, I can see Simba, I can see Rafiki. There's anybody else? There's nobody from the Jungle Book there. There genuinely isn't anybody from the Jungle Book. But anyway, the visual, again, I'm going to pop it up in the artwork on the blog that will accompany this podcast. And then secondly, I'll pop it in the show notes. But you can kind of see, you know, it's like the jungle. It's like Africa. And it kind of moves across. I've seen jungle in Africa. I don't know. Is it an African jungle? Do you know how bad I am at geography? This sort of thing just confuses me. But it looks like maybe the African drylands, maybe we should say the Serengeti or some nonsense like that. I'm sure somebody's now going to complain hellishly about my geography. But you can see the Disneyland Paris castle in the background with the sun rising on the precipice. So I'd certainly say that I'm overly excited for this. I'm overly, overly excited. Most of all because we're going to get the Shapiro Theatre back with a new Lion King show, which is dreadfully exciting because my favourite show in the whole of Disney, other than Fantasmic, is probably Festival of Lion King and Animal Kingdom, and as long as they can pay homage to that in some way, or kind of do a show that beats that, that would be spectacular. The next thing that was announced to much avail, and people got really, really excited, Red Skull will arrive during Marvel season of superheroes. Red Skull, of course, being an evil guy in the Marvel world, I don't terribly know an awful lot about him, but people got very, very excited by this and went absolutely daft. Apparently, outside the cruise ships, this will be his sort of first appearance in a park, and certainly Disneyland Paris is leading the Marvel charge. It seems that, you know, Disneyland in California is leading the charge on Star Wars, and it seems that Walt Disney World has got the charge, obviously led on Pandora. But it means Disneyland Paris is pretty much free to do the Marvel thing, and it's kind of, you know, I know it's getting Star Wars and Walt Disney Studios later on, but the Marvel thing is going to be Disneyland Paris' big thing for the next couple of years, which is quite exciting because it's unique to Disneyland Paris and it allows them to be at the forefront of something that's terribly, terribly exciting, and Marvel is huge in Europe as well, so it fits really well. So, of course, Red Skull is going to arrive during Marvel Summer of Superheroes. I imagine when they say that he's going to arrive, surely it has to be a character meet and greet, or it has to be something where you can meet him. Truly, that he's not just on a parade or something. The season of superheroes is from March 23rd to the 16th of June. Again, very exciting stuff. The Star Speeder 1000, so that's the Star Tours travel vehicle, the one that you get on when you're in the ride, when you're in the Star Tours ride, when you bounce on that. It's now available as a pretty big model. It's 30 centimetres high, it's pretty tall, it lights up, it's pretty cool. I don't know, people are very excited about this too. Again, I'm not a huge Star Wars fan. I'm a Star Wars fan in the sense that I like it, but I can't say that I'm overly fanatical about it. So that is now available. There are pins available, and these are specifically quite exciting for what they tell us. So we've got some Stitch ones, we've got some generic Paris ones, some Tinkerbell ones, we have some Mickey Mouse ones, as you'd expect. It's a new year, we've got some of the 2019 written on it. The featured ride this time is Orbitron, and certainly there's the special set, the exclusive set, seem to be all focused on Star Wars, and more specifically the Millennium Falcon. So there are 5 pins to do with the Millennium Falcon, which I think have been made by Patrice Giraud. I have no idea who Patrice Giraud is, but well done, they look quite nice. They're very un-Disney, they're very Star Wars in their own set sense, but they are of course pin trading from Disney. So the new pins are out for January, and I'm sure people will be very excited by this. There are some new yellow coins. So every 2 weeks, Sylvie Letterie and Michael Gonzalez, cast members, decorators, props at Deco Props, roam the Indiana Jones attraction at Temple of Peril and the Robinson Cabin to pick up and collect, using their powerful magnets, all the pieces, meaning coins I suppose, thrown by our visitors. These are not counted in amounts, but in kilos. In total, more than 30 kilos of coins were collected in 2018, and only for 2 attractions mentioned above. Subsequently, all this money is collected from around the world is redistributed for good causes during the Yellow Coins operation, which takes place this year from January 9th to February 16th. I think it's just something they do that's quite nice that nobody ever really knew about. I mean, it's one of those things, unless somebody tells you about it, you have no real idea. I also didn't know they picked up with magnets rather than doing it with a hand. I suppose it makes sense. There are a lot of coins, if you ever see it. Disneyland Paris have also sent us 10 reasons to go and enjoy Disneyland Paris this winter. It's nearly the end of winter, so there's not much to go there. There's not much to go on there. They do say is number 5, white blanket, and then number 6 is snow could fall this year. Could. Might not. Could. It did fall in March last year. It did fall in February, March, so you never know. You absolutely never know. And they finish it off by saying you can confront the legends of the Force from the 12th of January to the 17th of March with a celebration of Star Wars. And I think that's probably what most people have read from that. Of course, and the last piece of news, and the real piece of news that I want to cover today, is the fact that the Hotel New York has officially closed. It is now gone. There is no longer a Hotel New York. Instead, it has closed, and in summer 2020, or at least they say summer 2020, we are going to get the Disney's Hotel New York - The Art of Marvel. So this is going to infuse dynamic, inspiring art world of superheroes, including Iron Man, Avengers, and Spider-Man, among others, to the elegant and vibrant Big Apple atmosphere. Whew. As it's preparing for the most spectacular transformation in history, it will reopen in summer 2020 as Disney's Hotel New York, The Art of Marvel. Disneyland Paris has celebrated the cast members and heritage of the resort and revealed new exciting details in a new chapter of the hotel's history. And basically what they're going to do is offer 476 rooms, 65 executive rooms and 8 standard suites. They're going to be done in the urban style of Tony Stark's taste, with a colour palette reminiscent of Iron Man's suit and the art featuring Marvel superheroes. One-of-a-kind, meticulously planned, fashioned suites around Marvel superheroes and New York City themes. From these unique suites, a Marvel artist will be commissioned to create stunning pieces to feature the superheroes. It's going to come together an environment that is both sophisticated and fun, showcasing the art of Marvel in a new and exciting way. And it will open in summer 2020. Now, given the Newport Bay was about 2 or 3 years overdrawn, we will have to wait and see. However, I do believe that was a contractor failure for the Newport Bay, and they had to get another one in at quite short notice, so it took a lot longer. The Art of Marvel is obviously underway, and the hotel is now fully closed. It's pushed up prices in the Disneyland Hotel and in the Newport Bay temporarily, obviously because of increased demand, and it will open in summer 2020, or so they say. It's hotly anticipated because it is going to be a world's first. It is going to be a world's first Marvel hotel for Disney, so it's very exciting to see. It doesn't look OTT, it looks very tasteful, it looks really upmarket, really upscale, it looks really nice, and certainly we'll see. I think it'll link in. I think next year we could probably predict the summer of superheroes is going to be you know, the summer of superheroes for 2020 to link up with the hotel, and certainly we look forward to more details coming forward. They're going to send us some details in the old hotel and a little commemorative book, so it's interesting to read some of that, and it's going to be interesting to take some of the details out of that and what's coming next, and certainly share with you in a video or a podcast. So that was your roundup. And at 10 minutes, I think I've rambled on long enough. Avian Graham Spence, that's a roundup. Goodbye.